Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And this evening, we're conducting a very short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Okay, do you or does any member of the household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work, you know, volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay.
No.
So be no, right? Okay, no. All right, sir, and thinking ahead, and which of the following best describe how you will vote on the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th, 2024? Would that be I'm definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, I'm somewhat likely to vote, I am not very likely to vote, I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote?
What date?
That would be November 5th, 2024.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure, I will vote.
Okay, be definitely, right, going to vote, okay?
Yeah.
All right, sir, just for qualification purpose for this survey, regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote on the 2020 presidential election? Would that be Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
For what year?
2020.
Okay. Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay. All right. So, in which of the which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, or no party affiliation?
Democrat.
All right. All right. So, and what is the last grade or formal education you have completed? Would that be less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college like trade school? College graduate with an associate's or two-year, you know, degree, college graduate with bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate,
okay. All right, sir, and what is your main racial background? Would that be African-American or black, Asian, Asian-American, white
Hispanic.
Or Caucasian or Hispanic? Okay,
Hispanic.
All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes for this survey, what is your age? Are you 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
56 to 65.
Okay. All right, sir, and from the following list, which issues should your state representative, you know, focus most to help you and your family? Would that be crime and public safety, abortion, K through 12 education, growth and development, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, taxes, the environment, healthcare, illegal immigration, or property insurance costs?
The first one.
Crime and public safety?
Yeah. And
okay.
Education.
All right, sir. Okay. If the general election for Florida State Legislature were held today, which of the following best describes how, you know, you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Okay, here's the choices. Definitely vote for Democratic candidate. Probably vote for Democratic candidate. Lean slighted to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for Republican candidate. Probably vote for a Republican candidate. Or lean slighted to Republican candidate.
Lean slightly to Republican.
Lean slightly to
Republican.
Republican.
Yeah.
Okay, lean slightly to Republican candidate. All right, sir. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the job that Donald Trump did as president?
Approve.
Would that be a strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. All right. And do you approve or disapprove the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Strongly approve.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. All right, sir. And do you approve or disapprove the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Somewhat. Approve.
Somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
No, somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay. All right, so now I'm going to read you a list of some public officials in your community you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each, you know, person? If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, just say so, okay? The first one is Sabina Cobo.
Never heard of her.
Okay, would that be never heard of? Okay, what about Vicky Lopez?
Never heard of her.
Okay. Never heard of them. All right, sir, thank you. And now, okay, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would that be Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Probably.
Probably. Okay. Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House of Representatives were held today, you know, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate, or Sabina Cobo, the Democratic candidate?
The Republican.
The Republican. Okay. Vicky Lopez. All right, sir, and would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate?
Probably.
Probably, okay. All right, sir, we're almost done with this survey. I'm gonna ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, you know, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
And would that be very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat conservative. All right. All right, sir. Now, what is your national ancestry?
Latin.
Would that be, I have Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, Venezuelan, Bolivian, Brazilian, Chilean, Peruvian, Ecuadorian, Uruguayan, Paraguayan, Guatemalan, Salvadorian, Honduran,
Chilean,
okay, Chile, okay. All right, sir, and in your home, do you always speak English, mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English, speak Spanish and English equally. Mostly speak English, but speak some Spanish or always speak English?
Always speak English.
Okay. All right, sir, and were you born in the United States or outside that of the United States?
Outside.
Outside, okay. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation, okay? You have a great evening. Appreciate your help, sir.
Bye. See you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.